We are less than 31 and a half hours away from a possible shutdown of the federal government tomorrow night. And Congress is starting to scramble hard to solve tax and spending differences. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell, today on the Hill.
That's right. Measures to avoid a Friday night government shutdown and settling up tax and spending issues are very much on the minds of members this afternoon. We're learning that there could be some rewriting of the huge bill to keep government running past midnight tomorrow, as well as efforts to extend payroll tax cuts. The spending bill contains policy proposals designed to push Republican objectives. They're riders, as we call them. One aimed squarely at Washington, D.C. And just now, D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton has risen on the floor to blast Republican efforts to block the district from spending its own money on abortions, singling out Tea Party sympathizers.
By what rights do you tell us anything about how to spend that money, particularly when that money is spent legally and constitutionally? How do you square that with your Tea Party principles?
Another proposal under fire from Democrats is construction of a controversial oil pipeline from Canada to the Gulf Coast. All of these particular issues are being wheeled and dealed. Democrats are saying we'll give up our tax cuts on millionaires to pay for extending payroll tax holidays if you'll give up your route to the Gulf Coast via an oil line. That's how it's going here. They hope to have something done maybe by tomorrow. We don't know whether we roll into the window, whether we roll into the weekend or not is very much unclear, but there is hope now that a nation deal is taking shape and there will not be a government shutdown. But stay tuned on that. On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.